Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it's March the 30th, 2024, and I just wanted to pop on. This is just going to be short and sweet. Well, hopefully anyway, because I just felt I needed to just voice and maybe encourage and support some people out there, because, you know, if we look at what's going on the world stage right now, and even that is just the periphery of really what's ahead, it's hard to imagine that what we're experiencing is actually reality, and it is. And this being in the corridor of the two eclipses, you know, March 25th eclipse, that lunar eclipse, and we're leading up to probably one of the biggest astrological events of the year on April the 8th, which will have repercussion for at least a year. So with that in mind, we are in a time of the greatest change that you and I will probably ever experience in this lifetime. And I felt it was important because to come on and just give a brief, not understanding, because it's very hard to understand, but I've been talking about this and talking about the new earth, if you will, and about our soul's contracts at this time as a numerologist for over 27 years and soul seer, working with people's soul's contracts. I have been doing this and talking about this period for a long, long time. And while I can talk about it and I'm able to talk, it's one of my gifts. It's when you're actually as a human going through it, it can be quite overwhelming. And that's where I feel we really have to mind ourselves during this time. There has to be a lot of going back to basics and self-care and drinking good, fresh water and, you know, eating foods that ground you. Going to nature, going to the mountains, going to the rivers, the streams, the lakes, the sea, the forests, all of those things. Very much back to our basics of what it is to experience life on Earth. And yet, it doesn't take much just to turn on your phone in the morning to see the revelations and the revolutions. Certainly in the music industry, in the political stratosphere, the royal dynasties, we throw them into the mix because they are part of it, the medical systems. And what I would say now, what came out for me this morning, is just watch for the religious. That's been under the hammer over the years with films like Spotlight and things like that. But I feel there's going to be more revelations regarding religious doctrines, if you will. We'll leave it at that one. But there's a lot more to come, friends. And this is just, you know, remembering that the lunar eclipse was in the sign of Libra. And it was a super full moon. And it was Nostradamus, and I'm going to paraphrase this in my own way, who talked of the great eclipses, solar eclipses, which could be actually on April 8th. He talked about the shadow and the great monster, if you will, being exposed. So I think we can certainly say there's been lots of people, situations, communities, if you will, leaders, people that we've looked up to in the entertainment world being exposed. And the lunar eclipse we went through back on the 25th of March relates to the solar eclipse in Libra back on October 14th, pardon me, 2023. So whatever was going on in your life in October 14th, 2023 would again have been exacerbated there on March 25th, because the eclipses come in pairs as a duo of opposite signs. So what's happening now, these cycles of eclipse are on the Aries Libra axis, and that's actually very much about war and peace. And around October 14th, it was actually October the 7th or thereabouts, the war began again in Gaza. And for some reason, I feel there could be some type of an agreement coming up towards April the 8th, because this is about war and peace. And Aries is ruled by Mars, the god of war, and Libra is ruled by Venus. So Venus is the goddess of love, so war and peace. So, you know, war opposite to peace. So this is a wake-up call to examine all our relationships, how we relate, how we respond and react. And I truly believe that, you know, the next eclipse will be April the 8th. It's honestly one of the biggest we'll ever experience this year. Then the next one after that will be October the 2nd and March 20th, 2025. So that will be the dance of the Aries Libra axis, which of course connects with the nodes. And so there's going to be, I feel, a lot of action coming into April. I've already spoken of this in my April forecast, but for right this moment, I feel we must again observe everything, but try not to absorb it. This can be tough, because a lot of revelations are coming up about misuse of power, particularly around children. And that breaks my heart to hear that. And, you know, Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me. And for us as a world where the balance, Libra, and the scales of justice, Libra, are completely out of sync right now, this is what we're going towards now. We're coming into a time of justice, of peace and harmony, as we are and can and will, if you want, enter into a dimension of living that is sometimes hard to imagine, but give it a go. Just listen to one of my podcasts I did on the future of the golden earth and take what you want from it. I'm only giving my opinion, and I have lots of opinions, but this is just, I felt very drawn today to come on for this short time and just to say, go gently on yourselves. Everything has been highlighted and exacerbated. And apart from everything else, we have Mercury in the next couple of days going into the retrograde period. And I know I talk of it a lot, and I've mentioned it in my last podcast that I can find that very challenging personally. But I feel, watch it on the world stage. Watch media. Watch truths being revealed. And I really do believe there's going to be a lot of world leaders who will be removed from their places and positions. I can guarantee that in the next few weeks. And it's very much to do with males, male energy. So males who have been in prominence and in power for quite some time. And again, I just keep seeing a chessboard. That's the vision I keep looking at when I'm saying this to you, in my mind's eye. So it's to do with the pawns and the bishops and so forth, and the kings and the queens and the knights. It's all coming to checkmate. And it's very interesting to observe it, but please don't absorb it. Go to the woods, go to the trees, go to the forests. I've said all this, and the sea, if you can, or to water. And water is of huge significance right now. There's a lot going on. Neptune energy, which is the illusion we've been spun for hundreds, if not thousands of years, is now, the veil is being lifted, and you are part of this great awakening. So please honor that. Honor who you are, what you have to bring to this world. Go gently on yourself. Recognize that all relationships are being put under scrutiny in your own personal life, and also in the world that we're presented with on all various forms of media and different platforms and publications. So absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing, is as it seems. And so it is.